This is clearly not the best time for most real estate agents and others in the real estate business. First, there's the problem of not seeing enough clients, with sales of existing homes now at a 25-year low. Then there's the problem of seeing clients too often, after a deal has closed, in court. It seems that homeowners in once hot markets, like certain areas in California, are turning to lawyers after finding that their house is worth less than they'd paid for it just a few months ago. The New York Times published an article last week, for example, headlined, "Feeling Misled on Home Price, Buyer Sue Agent." The buyers, the article reported, claimed that the agent misled them on the value of the house in order to close the deal. The agent denies any wrongdoing, and it'll be up to the court to sort it all out. The Times reported that this was an unusual lawsuit and suggested the desperate economic times were behind this sue the real estate professional trend. Even though there are a number of cases out there in past years regarding matters like defects that hadn't been revealed to buyers and that sort of thing, there does seem to be more reported cases more recently, and it's not just the agent who's sued. Many of the cases, perhaps not surprisingly, come from California, where housing prices make the stakes higher. I pulled several recent cases at random, most from the past year. Buyers sued sellers for not revealing things about the property. They sued realtors, home inspectors, and appraisers, alleging various misdeeds, not always successfully. And real estate agents themselves have gotten into the court action, too, suing, for example, when home sellers refuse a full price offer. One successfully sued a seller who suddenly decided not to go through with the sale, apparently because of some family problems. Those are the recent cases that seemingly help to support the notion that more are heading to court these days. But remember the new case from California, the one where the owners have sued the real estate agent for allegedly hiding the true value of the property just to close the deal? In 1938, also a period of no little economic upheaval, a buyer sued her real estate agent for misleading her on the price of a certain property she'd purchased. The California Supreme Court decided back then that the buyer had placed herself in her agent's hands and had depended on his honesty and good judgment to guide her. Because the court found that he'd intentionally given her false information regarding the value of the property, among other things, the agent had to pay her the difference. A lot of things within real estate have changed since then, of course. We now have agents who represent buyers only, to name only one. But it's clear that one thing remains the same. When the economy heads south, losses for real estate professionals sometimes lead to new business for lawyers. I'm Amy Guida.